Live Updates Trump Impeachment Trial Day 3. By Tony Lee on February 11, 2021. Former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial continues on Thursday. House managers will have around 8 more hours to present their case against the former president. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. Are you watching the Senate impeachment trial? 4:25 p.m. Senate in recess until tomorrow. 4:23 p.m. Raskin, complying with Pelosi's gender-neutral language rule, quotes Thomas Paine like this: "These are the times that tries men's and women's souls." 4:12 p.m. In his closing, Raskin talks about how fragile democracy has been. He says America's democracy is the envy of the world and an asylum for humanity. Raskin asks, why didn't Trump tell his supporters to stop the rioting, and why didn't he do nothing for 2 hours without sending any help? He says these are some of the questioners they would have asked Trump had he chosen to testify. He wants to know why Trump didn't condemn the insurrectionists. He also wants to ask Trump's lawyers that if a president incites a violent insurrection, would that be a high crime and misdemeanor? 3:40 p.m., Negus asks if it was foreseeable that there would be violence if Trump lit the match. He says of course it was. He says when Trump stood up at the podium he knew that many in the crowd were inflamed, armed, and ready for violence. He adds that everybody knows that Trump lit the match while standing in the powder keg. He plays Trump's words at the Stop the Steal rally. It's pretty simple. He said it, they did it, Negus says. He adds that they were doing this for him because he asked them to. Negus says many Republicans immediately realized Trump alone could call it off because he had incited the mob. 3:30 p.m., Lou says Trump has no due process argument to make. Lou says the House was ready to begin trial but the Senate was not in session. He says he heard that if the clerk had attempted to deliver the articles of impeachment, the clerk would have been rejected, and that is why Trump's due process argument is meritless. 3:17 p.m., Raskin says it is unthinkable a president who swears allegiance to a foreign government and advocates replacing the Constitution with a totalitarian government can't be impeached. He says the First Amendment protects regular citizens but the president is different. Raskin says nobody in America would be protected by the First Amendment if they did everything Trump did/said because it is a classic case of incitement. 3:06 p.m., Negus now up, saying that Trump would like senators to believe that everything he did was okay and will be okay for future presidents to do again while the Constitution forbids them from doing anything to stop that. That can't be right, he says. And it isn't right. He says they are concerned not with the facts, but with an alternative set of facts. He says Trump lit a match and aimed it straight at Congress. 3:05 p.m., Castro says the country needs senators who have served in the armed forces one more time. He says failing to convict Trump would mean fewer people will see America as the North Star for freedom, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. He says to convict Donald Trump will mean America stands for the rule of law, no matter who violates it. 2:50 p.m., Castro says the Senate floor is sacred along with its traditions. He says history has been made on the floor, and now law enforcement agencies have the burden to figure out what was stolen, ransacked, compromised. He says these investigations are necessary now because of the actions of Trump. He says every foreign adversary thinking about attacking the U.S. saw a dress rehearsal and how easy it was to penetrate. Castro says Trump allowed the Chinese government to make a false equivalency between the Hong Kong demonstrators and the rioters. 2:45 p.m., trial resumes as Castro is now up to talk about the damage to America's national security and standing in the world because of the insurrection Trump incited. He says some of the supporters in the mob had been on the FBI watch list and the National Terrorist Database. He says one insurrectionist may have intended to steal information and give it to the Russians. 2:11 p.m., Senate now in recess for about 15 minutes. 2:09 p.m., Cicilline says Trump incited a mob because he was trying to become a king to rule over us. 2:06 p.m., Cicilline playing videos of the damage the Trump mob caused because they had no respect for the Capitol building. He is citing example after example of the Trump mob defiling the Capitol. He says the damage done to the building is a stain upon all of us. 2 p.m., Cicilline detailing all of the injuries Capitol police officers suffered because of the insurrection Trump incited. He asks senators to listen to how the Trump mob is cursing at and pushing police officers. So much for backing the blue, Cicilline says. 1:42 p.m., Cicilline up to talk about the harm Trump has done to the democratic process. He plays reactions from members of Congress after the riot. He says Trump's true North Star is not the country's well-being but Trump first. 1:20 p.m., to get back up to show how the insurrectionists were emboldened and planned to attack the inauguration. She says there was a rise in threats after January 6, including threats against the inauguration. She says the insurrectionists believed they were following Trump's orders and their actions were patriotic. She says they were all emboldened because Trump convinced them that their actions were the pinnacle of patriotism. She says they are here not to punish Trump but to prevent the seeds he planted from bearing any more fruit. 1:15 p.m., Lou pointing out Republicans who criticize Trump as un-American and officials who resigned after January 6. Lou says Trump's lack of remorse will undoubtedly cause future harm. Lou says he is not afraid Trump will run in 4 years. He fears Trump will run again in 4 years and lose because he could do this again. 1:02 p.m., Lou says Trump doesn't deserve a mulligan because he didn't make a mistake. He says people show remorse if they made a mistake and Trump never did. Lou says Trump only showed defiance and was telling us that he would do this again. Lou says Trump still has not said that the election was not stolen, and that is why there are still National Guardsmen outside the Capitol. 12:56 p.m., Lou up to talk about Trump's total lack of remorse. Lou says senators must hold Trump accountable to send a message that is it never okay to incite violence against members of Congress. Lou says Trump never condemned the attack on January 6. He says Trump called the rioters special. Lou says, as a veteran, he finds it dishonorable that Trump never tried to protect members of Congress with the National Guard and then later tried to take credit for it. He says Trump is just shameful. 12:55 p.m., Raskin asks if they would bet that Trump would not incite more violence if he ever gets back in office. He says senators will have no one to blame but themselves if that happens. 12:40 p.m., Raskin says Trump often condoned violence after the fact at his rallies and adds that Trump knew how to use the power of the mob to advance his political objectives in states like Michigan. Raskin says Trump criticized Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Twitter and called for mass mobilization of his supporters, and it was a sign of things to come. Raskin says after Trump's Liberate Michigan tweet, armed supporters stormed Michigan's House Chamber building. He says this was a dress rehearsal for January 6, as the supporters carrying Confederate flags looked like the rioters and insurrectionists on January 6. Raskin says Trump continued to incite the mob against Whitmer, and conspirators later planned to kidnap and assassinate Whitmer. He says Trump never condemned the plotters. 12:30 p.m., Raskin says to get explained in chilling detail how the insurrectionists did what Trump told them to do. He claims Trump cultivated extremist insurrectionist groups to ready them for their most dangerous mission to keep Trump in office. Raskin says Trump road-tested tactics for January 6. He talks about Trump's pattern and practice of inciting violence. 12:26 p.m., DeGette says all of the people who have been arrested and charged are being held accountable and their leader who incited them must be held accountable as well. 12:17 p.m., DeGette says insurrectionists did not think they would get in trouble because Trump ordered them to be there. She says Trump supporters who have been federally charged have said they were only doing what Trump asked them to do. She says many took Trump's stand back and stand by comments as a call to arms. She says they all said what Trump said and echoed each other throughout the insurrection. 12:10 p.m., DeGette says insurrectionists with Confederate flags were yelling about civil war and numerous posts on Parler called for civil war as well. She plays more video of the crowd chanting fight for Trump, as they had been doing at nearly every post-election rally. She says rioters posted on social media that they were waiting to take orders from the president. She plays video of rioters saying that they thought Trump would be happy. When Trump finally told the insurrectionists to go home, only then some of the mob started to go home. 12:03 p.m., Raskin says Rep. DeGette, DCO, will show how the insurrectionists believed they were following Trump's marching orders. She is recalling her experience on January 6. She says she saw police officers pulling their guns as rioters tried to get on the House floor. She says she saw SWAT teams pointing automatic weapons at marauders on the floor as she was being escorted to safety. She says the statements of the insurrectionists make clear that the attack was done for Trump, at his instruction. She says Trump sent them there. She says many tagged Trump in tweets after taking photos. She plays a video of the crowd cheering after Trump says stop the steal. She says Trump basked after the crowd chanted fight for Trump. She says the crowd responded storm the Capitol and invade the Capitol after Trump told them to show strength. 12:02 p.m. 12:01 p.m., trial resumes. 11:50 a.m., trial will resume at noon. House managers reportedly do not plan to use all 8 hours and will hammer home the point that Trump gleefully watched the riot and had no remorse.